Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. No chapter in the Bible is more loved or quoted, perhaps, than the famous 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." What tenderness, what intimacy, what concern for his own the Lord himself reveals in this psalm. No designation of Jehovah has brought more comfort to men and women of all ages and in all times than this lovely designation, which A.J. Overton brings to our attention today. I'm happy to present our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the names of God, Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Greetings again, dear friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. One of the most beautiful and beloved of the designations of God is Jehovah Roeh, the Lord my shepherd. It is not so specifically a name of Jehovah as the others, but it is a special revelation of Jehovah's relationship and concern for his own. It reveals a tenderness and intimacy that would not be observed otherwise. It is thus classified as one of the compound names of God because of its revelation and usage. This lovely designation comes from the famous 23rd Psalm written by King David, "The Lord is my shepherd," Jehovah Roeh, Jehovah my shepherd. No designation of Jehovah has brought more comfort to believers of all ages, ancient and modern, than this beautiful name, Jehovah Roeh, the Lord my shepherd. The word Roeh means to tend or to pasture. Its primary usage concerns the shepherd and his flock. It is used also in a figurative sense to illustrate the relationship and responsibility between the leader and the people. In assembling to anoint David their king, the leaders of the tribes of Israel said to him, "Thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel, and Jehovah said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a prince over Israel." The prophet Jeremiah stated that the Lord intended that the priest and the prophet in Israel should be pastors or shepherds, which feed you with knowledge and understanding. The prophet Ezekiel condemned those who were selfish and false in this responsibility. "Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the sheep?" These are solemn words for those at any time whom God has placed in a position of care and concern for his own. The word Roeh is translated variously, picturing the many aspects of Jehovah's shepherd relationship: feeder, keeper, companion, friend, pastor, herdsman, and shepherd. Jehovah Roeh is thus the keeper and feeder to provide, the companion to share, the friend to commune and to assist, the pastor to comfort and to cheer, the herdsman to gather together, and the shepherd to lead. How comforting and strengthening these designations are to contemplate. Can we truly say, "Jehovah Roeh, the Lord is my shepherd"? No other name under which God reveals himself possesses such a tender and intimate touch as this designation, Jehovah Roeh, the Lord my shepherd. Elohim is God's name as creator and sustainer of the universe. Jehovah reveals the eternal, self-existent, personal and moral God of revelation and redemption. He is the covenant God of Israel. Adonai presents God, the sovereign master, especially over the lives of those who name his name. El Shaddai is the glorious, all-sufficient, and satisfying one. The marvelous Jehovah compound names and designations reveal him as he progressively makes himself known in the experiences and in the needs of his people. Jehovah Jireh reveals him as providing the sacrificial lamb of redemption and foreseeing and meeting every need. Jehovah Rophe reveals him as the great physician and healer of life's sicknesses and sorrows. In the name Jehovah Nissi, he is known as the banner around whom his people gather. He is the standard under whom victory is gained in the many conflicts of life. Jehovah Makadosh, Jehovah who sanctifies, sets his people apart for his special possession. They are to serve and to worship him in true holiness. As Jehovah Shalom, he is beheld as the God of peace and true fulfillment. Jehovah Tzidkenu shows himself to be the righteousness of his people. Jehovah Sabaoth reveals him as the all-sovereign one. None of these names, marvelous as they are, however, can be as intimate, tender, and precious to his people as Jehovah Roeh, the Lord my shepherd. The general picture of God presented through the revelation of his names is indeed wonderful, beautiful, and awesome. He is unapproachable in his holiness, sublime in his majesty, immeasurably transcendent in his thoughts and ways. How surpassing is God's grace, then, as expressed by the word Roeh, or shepherd, when applied to Jehovah. In his grace, he condescends to this tender relationship and intimate fellowship with the mortal, sinful creatures whom he has redeemed. This designation, Jehovah Roeh, is directly and personally applied in the 23rd Psalm by King David. David's entire life suggested this relationship. The prophets used this relationship of the shepherd and his flock. Isaiah the prophet declared, "Behold, Jehovah Elohim will come with strong hand. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall carry the lambs with his arm, and gather them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." The prophet Ezekiel depicts Jehovah Elohim in the role of a shepherd in the future restoration of the nation of Israel. "Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day when he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day." The scriptures give some intimate glimpses into the relationship of the shepherd and the sheep. Even today, in many parts of the world, this relationship between the shepherd and his flock is preserved nearly unchanged. The shepherd lives with his sheep, establishes intimacy with them, calls them by name, protects them from thieves and preying animals, provides pasture and water even in the presence of their enemies. They need fear no evil as the shepherd is with them. How wonderful it is that Jehovah, Jehovah Roeh, the Lord my shepherd, should be all of this and much more to his people. And this is not simply the shepherd in a general manner of all his people, but it is in an intensely personal way. Personal pronouns abound in the Psalms, emphasizing these intimate relationships. David stated, "The Lord is my shepherd." The application of several designations and names concerning Jehovah and his relationships to his own have been suggested in conjunction with the 23rd Psalm. In this cluster of compound names and titles of Jehovah is comprehended every circumstance of life. They reveal the sufficiency of God for those who trust him. Jehovah Roeh, Jehovah is my shepherd. This testifies concerning a personal relationship. It is a confession of individual faith. Is he your shepherd? Jehovah Jireh, I shall not want or lack. He anticipates and supplies every need. He watches over the one who trusts him with kindly concern. Most of all, God provides from himself the required sacrificial offering for salvation. Jehovah Shalom, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Only he gives peace. Labor and service form a large portion of the discipline of life, but he gives rest and composure as our minds and hearts are stayed upon him. Jehovah Rophe, he restoreth my soul. The ministry of the shepherd as the divine physician includes body, soul, and the heart. He is the physician needed. Jehovah Tsidkenu, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. The Lord our righteousness never leads in unrighteous actions. Jehovah Nisi, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. His banner over me was love. We may live in fellowship with him who is our banner and defense. Jehovah Makadish, thou anointest my head with oil. Anointing with oil is the ministry of the one who sanctifies us. He sets apart for particular service. Also the custom of the Eastern shepherd was to relieve cuts and bruises from the small cruse of oil or ointment. He gives the oil of joy in the place of mourning. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Thou art with me. He never forsakes his own. How comforting are the suggestions of this psalm, revealing Jehovah Roeh, the Lord my shepherd. The designation Jehovah Roeh, the Lord my shepherd, knows its complete fulfillment in the person of Yeshua, that glorious shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the good shepherd in redemption. I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. Yeshua is the great shepherd. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Yeshua is the chief shepherd in his rewards at his second coming. When the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Some day it will be fully known that the Lamb that is in the midst of the throne shall be our shepherd for eternity, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Will you permit him to become the shepherd and bishop of your soul?